We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James Hurst, Saints offensive lineman, joining us now. And James, how are you? And congratulations on landing in New Orleans.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Really excited about it.
What was the process like? How quickly did it come to be?
It didn't feel very quickly, I'll say that. I guess over a period of a month, you know, my agent was kind of talking to a few teams, kind of seeing what the interest was, gauging interest. But New Orleans definitely was interested. They contacted us, you know, early and often, and really felt like I'd be a good fit for them. And I definitely more than agreed with that on my end. So I'm excited to be a part of the team and to help in any way I can.
James, have you taken a look at the depth that you guys have along that offensive line? The competition is going to be steep.
Absolutely. But that's what you do it for, honestly. It's the best out of everybody, and at the end of the day, you know, you've got a really good group out there. So that's what's important.
Yeah, for sure. James, so your experience, you feel like, is to your advantage as you're maybe in these battles?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of been around a little bit, played 6 years now. So, yeah, I think it'll help just kind of having a, you know, an idea of what to expect of how those training camp battles go. And, you know, can use what I've learned in my playing experience to help me out.
James, you think, have they talked to you at all about the possibility of the swing tackle, being able to play right and left? Do you have that versatility?
Yes, yep. Yeah, we've talked about that. Talked to Coach Rochard the other day, and we talked about my versatility and how that, you know, helps an offense and just puts everyone in a better position to be able to kind of to go with the flow, if you will. You know, injury is a part of it. And so you just do what you can to be the best player you can wherever they ask you to be.
How would you classify your ability? Are you more of a mauler? Are you more of a hand guy, I guess, you know, a quick guy? How would you classify your game?
Yeah, I guess a quick guy. I like to think that, you know, I really take pride in my technique and consistency. I think that's really important. Such a big point. You know, obviously, everybody in the NFL is such a great athlete. There's no doubt about that. But I think at the end of the day, if you can really rely on your technique and make sure that that's consistent, that's going to put you in the best position, you know, to win the majority of your blocks. And at the end of the day, you got to have the grit, you know, in the fourth quarter to get through it and to push past the guy across from you.
James Hurst, free agent Saints, offensive tackle, just joined the team. He's on here with us on Sports Talk. And James, this organization has been one of the best over the last, you know, certainly the last 3 years. They've won more regular season games than anybody in the National Football League. But since Sean Payton has been here since 2006, they've been one of the more well-run organizations across the National Football League. How much did that factor into your decision to come to New Orleans?
That was a big part of it. You know, obviously those are things that people don't have to tell you about because you already know. You know, watching them on film, watching them on TV, seeing, you know, the end of season results with the amount of wins that they have, seeing them in the postseason all the time. Those are things you know, and those are things that are talked about, you know, among guys in the locker room. And just to have an opportunity to go to a team like that is really exciting. And to, I'm just really looking forward to getting with the team and getting things going and having fun.
James, how much do you know about New Orleans, the city?
Not a whole lot. You know, everyone tells you how good the food is, so pretty excited about that. I know it's hot, so there's two things. But excited to get down there. You know, I've talked to a few people that have been with the Saints, you know, here and there, and, you know, they have nothing but great things to say by the guys, by the coaches, by the locker room, by the city. So it seems like it's just going to be an awesome situation, and really excited about it.
James, I know you guys certainly are going to be under weight restrictions, et cetera. They want you playing at certain weights, but what's the New Orleans dish that you're just dying to sink your teeth into?
Oh gosh, that's a hard question to answer. So I have been to Cafe du Monde once, but without my wife. And I guess I'm really excited to go back with her, one, so she can experience it, but two, they're unbelievable. So, that's just one thing, but I know there's a big menu out there, so we'll take our time and go to different places for sure.
How much interaction have you had with Dan Rauscha? I think one of the best offensive line coaches in the National Football League.
I talked to him yesterday on the phone for a while, and it was a great conversation. Just talked about my family a little bit, you know, where I'm from, and talked about the offense, about some coaches I've had, about, you know, what their style is, and then obviously talked about, you know, getting logged into the system, seeing the playbook, you know, carrying that along and getting up to speed on that, and just, you know, introducing me to some players here and there, and, you know, talking to the assistant O-line coach and just kind of, you know, welcomed me in. But it was a great conversation, and, you know, I've talked to some former players that have been coached by him, and they've said great things. So I'm excited about the opportunity to get coached by him.
At first blush, you look at the playbook. Does it seem like it's going to be pretty complex, or you feel like you're going to be able to get the hang of it pretty quickly?
I like to think I can get the hang of it pretty quickly. I was in Baltimore for 6 years, and I want to say we had 4 different offensive coordinators, so definitely been exposed to a lot of schemes. Obviously, the terminology will be different. And, you know, how people communicate is always, you know, a little bit different here and there. But I think at this point, you know, I've been lucky to be able to see, you know, how many schemes, you know, someone can have. You can only, you know, protect the quarterback in so many different ways. It's just a matter of mastering, you know, the calls and the phrases that they use to communicate to one another. So that's going to be a big part of it, is just making sure I understand, you know, how that's communicated at the line. And obviously I'll be in contact with the coaches and other players to figure out how they do that.
James Hurst, Saints offensive lineman here on Sports Talk. We're winding down with him. And James, are you excited to go against Cam Jordan in practice? I mean, he's one of the better pass rushing defensive ends in the National Football League that really doesn't get a whole lot of credit.
Yeah, he's a really good player. You know, we played them 2 times when I was in Baltimore, and obviously he was a pretty big focal point when you're game planning against them. So it'll be awesome to be able to practice against a guy like that, someone that can make you so much better. And he's obviously such a unique individual. There's not that many defensive ends that are that big that are playing out there that can play out there. So, yeah, that's a unique opportunity for sure. It probably won't be always enjoyable in practice. That'll be fair to say. But, yeah, it'll make you a better player, and it's always good to go against guys like that.
James Hurst, congratulations on landing in New Orleans. Before we let you run, though, there's a certain saying we got to hear you say. Do you know what it is?
I believe it's something like who dat.
That's it. You did it. Perfect. James, congratulations, man. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.